spending less this holiday season because I am not going home to visit my family this year, so I will only be buying presents for myself and my husband.
Merry Christmas, you filthy animal.
Okay, 98.7 1330 KNSS, Steve and Ted in the morning at 6:48 now. Three big things.
Three.
Wichita billboards promote legalizing marijuana across Kansas.
Two.
County officials will study intersections south of Goddard after deadly crashes.
One.
Crews prepare Wichita streets for possible nasty weather, but will we see any snow? Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Traffic volumes are picking up out there. Watch out for some heavy traffic. We've got fairly heavy traffic eastbound on Kellogg, westbound on Kellogg, right around Woodlawn, and also at I-135. Some heavy traffic along Kellogg there, especially westbound. Traffic update, KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with a high of 35 degrees. Mostly cloudy tonight, the overnight low 24. Saturday, mostly cloudy. Tomorrow's high, 37. Now partly cloudy. Northeast wind at 6 miles per hour, 19 degrees. KNSS weather brought to you by the Monarch. Don't forget that the Monarch's catering menu is perfect for office holiday parties. For more information, call 201-6626, the Monarch in Delano.
Does that include whiskey?
650, Steve and Ted. I don't know. You'll have to call that number and find out.
I will.
Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker here this morning.
Morning.
Good morning, Don. The Steve and Ted poll question, a little controversial now.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah, the numbers have changed. It's there on our webpage, knssradio.com. Which holiday greeting do you usually use at this time of year? Either Merry Christmas or Happy Holidays, doesn't matter, gets 4%.
Okay, that's not controversial.
Others coming in at 9%.
Really?
Happy Holidays is now up to 30%.
Wow.
And Merry Christmas is down to 57%.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, the big change, big change.
There must be a war on Christmas.
Could be. It's on our webpage, the Steve and Ted poll question. Hey, had a big turnaround as stocks closed mixed Thursday after a wild day of trading.
After falling nearly 800 points, the Dow finishing down just 79 points, the S&P 500 down 4, the Nasdaq Composite finishing positive up 29 points. Behind the positive move, the Federal Reserve signaling a new wait-and-see attitude when it comes to raising rates. A December rate hike is virtually guaranteed, but after that, the central bank will make decisions based on data like inflation and job market changes. Winners today included Texas stocks like Netflix, Amazon, and Google. From the floor of the New York Stock Exchange, Jerry Willis, Fox News.
Medicare or Medicare Advantage?
I don't know.
Don Grant, CFP, he is the money tracker. Don, take it away.
Well, you know, Steve, when you hit age 65, which you got another couple decades before that happens, you're going to need to make some important medical coverage decisions. That's because you'll become eligible for Medicare. If you're anywhere near 65, it is time to begin planning. Do you just subscribe to the basic Medicare plan, or do you opt to pay a bit more for Medicare Advantage programs by private insurance companies? Well, Medicare is advertised as being accepted by 90% of all medical facilities and doctors across the country. Enrolling at age 65 for most will allow them to keep their health care providers and their doctors. And if they go to a specialist, there is no need to call Medicare to ask permission, as they may in many private insurance programs. However, there are several components of Medicare that require separate enrollment. Dental and eyesight care are not covered under Medicare. So if you pay extra for a Medicare Advantage plan, you can arrange so that all services are covered under the all-encompassing Advantage plan. However, Advantage plans negotiate with the doctor periodically, so the docs that may accept Advantage insurance may change over time. So it's important to keep on top of whether your doctor is covered each year. Some Americans are fine just with plain old Medicare. Others may have greater needs for prescription coverage or dental and vision insurance. In these cases may find Advantage plans advantageous. That's why they call them Advantage plans, I guess. Well, what's right for you? As with anything, it involves planning. There are a few one-size-fit-all programs. Get involved with your CFP professional and explore coverages you need, then find the right plan that will fit those needs that fit into your budget. And, of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call, number 634-2222.
What you have covered that material, so well, I don't have any questions.
Oh, okay. In other words, you weren't listening.
Do you know?
Wow, were you off eating Costa's cupcakes?
No,
or
what do you know about feng shui?
Feng shui? Well, I know that it calms people.
Yeah. Do we have good feng shui in here, do you think?
I think you got some feng k going on in here. Because the door was closed and I walked in, I went, whoa, that's not feng shui, that's feng k.
That's Jad.
Sorry.
Well, the shag carpeting on the wall does a lot for the ambiance.
That is a nice touch.
Do we need a lava lamp or a plant or something?
No, it has nothing to do with lava lamps. It has to do with like the layout and the way the what's that other word? Kwan or something
whatever.
You know,
well, thank you for that. Today, by the way, is National Cotton Candy Day.
Oh.
Dating all the way back to the 1400s when it was first called spun sugar, cotton candy has been a favorite treat for young and old alike at carnivals, fairs, and circuses.
How did they make it in the 1400s? You have to have that machine that spins it around, and they didn't have motors back then.
Dentist William Morrison, a dentist and a confectioner, John C. Wharton, are credited for the invention of machine-spun cotton candy in 1897.
Well, of course it was a dentist. He was trying to create more business for himself.
Cotton candy is also called candy floss or fairy floss. I didn't know that. Have you ever seen cotton candy? You can't use that for floss, right?
No. Well, they floss me.
It looks like
floss. Yeah. Yes. It's good stuff, though. You know, it just dissolves.
Yeah,
it's kind of just dissolves. It's like eating five Pringles stacked up
together. You know, for Christmas, you should get your wife some fairy floss. I think that'd be really good.
Yeah. Okay,
cotton
Steve.
Candy day.
You're obviously trying to get me in the doghouse.
Okay. Our feng shui says it's time for you to leave.
I'm out of here.
Coming up here.
I don't hit the door on the way out.
Here it's 7 o'clock. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted preparing Wichita streets for possible bad weather, but will there be any? We've got the story. Steve and Ted on KNSS.